The award is named for Worthington, now an executive at USSA, since she was the original executive director for the Community Foundation. Med Steele's resume includes a lot of organizations.
So I'm on the board of Summit Land Conservancy and have been the treasurer with, I was the treasurer with them for a couple of years. Park City Rotary help run running of the balls, Park City Community Foundation and Women's Giving Fund. And then I'm involved with our Epic Promise program at Park City Mountain and Vail Resorts.
The Epic Promise team recently made a visit to Bonanza Flat.
Epic Promise Day has turned into Epic Promise Week because there's so many people that want to get out and volunteer. So we worked with Summit Land Conservancy, Mountain Trails, and Utah Open Lands and had people out on Round Valley on Tuesday doing trail work. And then I was up with a big group of people for Bonanza Flats on Saturday doing trail work, trash removal. I never knew there were so many tires up there. So it was good. I think we had about 250 people signed up between both days.
We asked Med who inspired her to focus on service in her life.
Some of it's from my parents. I went to school for Parks and Recreation, and I had a professor there that really pushed getting involved with boards. And some of it is that it just doesn't feel like work. I'm with so many great people between Park City Community Foundation and Epic Promise and Summit Land Conservancy that it's more fun and it's more hard to limit it to just a couple organizations.
The winner of the Worthington Award gets $500 to donate however that person wants. Med chose to give it back to the foundation's Candy Erickson Fund, named after the late city council member.
Candy was really inspirational to me when I started looking to get involved in Park City in about 2006, 2007, and really encouraged me to apply for the Recreation Advisory Board. And that was kind of the thing that started everything. It introduced me to Summit Land Conservancy and the Wrap Tax Committee.
Med Steele, winner of this year's Trish Worthington Community Service Award. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.